Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning again, dear friend. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are here, glory to God, with the live revival hosted by the International Ambassador of First Fruits. Let's go beyond these doors and join into the service.
For those who want to have any encouragement, thank you so much. I want to pray this morning that God would bless us on the prayer line and that the enemy would not be able to block the youth prayer line tonight that we're opening up, that the enemy cannot sift it as wheat. Amen. The line is open to you. I'm going to ask maybe two or three of you to pray that God would bless us tonight on the youth prayer line, that we might discuss the tattooing and the piercing. Mother Britt, are you there? I want you to pray.
God bless you. God bless all of you. And it's Father, I'm glad you called me because I'm getting ready to get on the highway. I lost my nephew, lost his wife, and I'm on my way to South Carolina. So I'm just going to, I'm glad you called me before I left, getting ready to go. Most holy and everlasting Father, Lord, it's once again we come before you, Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for this beautiful day. We want to thank you for all our leaders and all, and Mother Ellie Johnson, his wife, and all the ambassadors on the line. We just thank you, Lord, for this beautiful morning, Lord. We just thank you, Excellency. We thank you, Lord, that we're going to be able to come back again tonight and talk about that, all the things we had last night as we were cut off on the line. I know I was cut off, and I didn't know why. But I thank God that I found out that we was cut off. That's why I couldn't get back on the line. And I ask you to bless everyone on there that will be on the line, all every prayer request, every praise report, and all those who will be coming together with the ball on tonight, that we'll lift up Jesus, and the young people can understand and know what it means, Lord, about those tattoos and things, doing the things against the Word of God. The devil wanted to take all that. He wanted to destroy our young people with drugs, alcohol, and all these different things. He wanted to come against the Word of God. But we know that you is able, Lord, and we know that you're going to bring us through. We ask you to save every young person that don't know the Lord. Bring them to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And those that are on there that know the Lord, they can help us reach out and reach out to the world and bring somebody else to the Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you for this prayer line. Because, Lord, we've been blessed and we've been highly favored. And I ask you, Lord, continue to be with everyone, every prayer request, every praise report. As we lift up our name to Jesus, we lift him up, say, great is the Lord, and great be praised. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We are so grateful. Now be with everyone on this prayer line. Keep us on in God, and whatever we do, let it be to thy glory. As I start on my journey, Lord, I ask you to cover me with the blood, take me safe over the highway, and all the family, Lord, that you know that I'm going to visit them, Lord, in the Albert Reben. Be with them today too, Lord. Now be with all those out of the world that have sick in the hospital, the nursing home, and all those that have Reed family. Not only my family, but other people are going through. Now be with us all and keep us. And whatever we do, let it be to thy glory. And we'll give you the praise. And we ask this in Jesus' name, for Christ's sake. Amen.
And Father, I'm asking you, for Christ's sake, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the glory of God, to be with Mother Britt and bless her as she travels. Give her traveling mercy. Oh, God, protect her, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you, Mother. All right, Sister Karen Brown. Pray for her. Pray for her. Somebody's breathing into the phone. All right, go ahead. Sister Karen Brown, are you there? All right, I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen if he would pray for the prayer line. If you're there, I don't know if you can or not. If not, I'll pray. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir, I'm here. What is it you'd like me to do? I missed it there. What is it you'd like?
Pray.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm more than glad to. Oh, Heavenly Father,
I would bless the prayer line tonight. Amen. Father, and that he would block the enemy who tried to block the prayer line last night. Go ahead.
Father, we just come today. We just lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify your name. Thank you, Father, for receiving us and forgiving us and have mercy on us. And thank you that your ear is open unto us. We come in faith. We come as your children. We come as your little ones. We come, Lord, lifting up this request before you, Father, that as we open up tonight, Lord, on the blog as well as the our conferences, we bring the youth prayer line ministry and our two blog video, Father, that you would allow your angels to go ahead and prepare the way. Hallelujah, the mighty warring angels in the name of Jesus. Defeat every enemy and every foe in the name of Jesus. And let your mighty entourage usher us in, Father. Let it go forth unhindered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, win yourself a mighty victory for your glory. We ask you to anoint, oh, God, our international ambassador, and anoint our ambassador-elect as they go forth with the youth line. Father, reach all around the world in every area from A to Z. Oh, God, Afghanistan, Venezuela, to Vietnam, to the West Indies. Let all eyes be open. Let all signals be open and ready in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, a mighty victory for your glory. And we thank you for it, and we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagin. I want to just explain to the people on the prayer line this morning that we will have our blog line, too. But we thank God 1,000 times. We are combining those two things. We're going to have a two-hour session tonight. From 7 o'clock, our usual hour, to 8 o'clock, which will be the youth prayer line. And then at 8 o'clock, thank God, we've arranged that to go from 8 to 9 tonight. Amen. I don't know if I'll stick with this the way we're doing it tonight, but we're going to do it tonight like this. And so we will do our blog at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock tonight. So it will be a two-hour session. The youth prayer line first, and then we'll go into our blog line immediately following the youth prayer line. We will thank God 1,000 times. Amen. Thank him for what he's doing and for what he did. In the spirit realm, I'm calling it what he did because I see it. It's going to be a mighty move of God. You can join us on the line tonight. God bless you. That message I preached some time ago, mess with me and I multiply. Mess with this prayer line and God will let us multiply in the name of Jesus. We don't mean this arrogantly or pompous or high-strung. No, we meet it that God's glory would be revealed and that Jesus Christ would be praised and glorified. God bless you. All right, we got a few minutes. Let's take about two or three praise reports, maybe more. Let's take 5 praise reports, and then we'll go into our prayer. All right, we've already prayed a little bit, but let's take about 5 praise reports. Let's see what the Lord says then. All right. Two or three. That's what God says. 2 or 3 praise reports, and then we'll see what the Lord says. Anyone have a praise report? The line is open to you.
And I have a praise report, Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Thanking God once again for raising me up this morning, waking me up with the mind stayed on him, a mind to pray. Thank God for how the prayer went forth yesterday, Ambassador Johnson, for the young man, Stephen. They had taken him off the life support. He's not on any medication, but he's yet with us. He's breathing on his own. And I spoke with his mother and told him we're yet expecting a miracle in him to come forth. And I let her know the prayer that had gone forth by you yesterday on the prayer line and throughout the world. And I'm praising God because I am expecting a miracle. And not only that, I'm expecting good news from Thomas Betts, and I'm praising God for all these blessings and miracles that we have put before the Lord, because I know he can do anything but fail. And I know that when it's too impossible for us, it's just right for him. And I'm thanking God. And even on the youth prayer line last night, everyone, the line shut down and people started calling. We couldn't get a call back in and open it up, but thank God he made a way for tonight. And I'm praising him for that. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
God bless you so much. All right, who else would like to talk?
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York. I'm just gratefully thankful, area code 516, how I had got into a fight about almost 3 years now. I was on probation, so it was self-defense. It wasn't nothing major. So yesterday, I thank God, I'm no longer have to go and see my probation officer. I just have to do everything by mail. And I thank God because driving took me 45 minutes. So being that I had a car, but it broke down. The dealer sold me something wasn't good. So long story short, I was taking two buses going and coming back. It took me 4 hours. So yesterday, I thank God, as I walked in there and just the Lord used me to prophesy to this officer. And afterwards, I said, give God all the glory. So when I finally saw my officer, Officer Packer, then he said, did you get a letter? I said, yeah, I received a letter, but didn't really know what that means. So he said, listen, you will no longer have to come and see us. I know it was 3 years you was back and forth. And he said, we looking forward to discharge you because it wasn't big. It was just you got into a fight, and I understand you were defending yourself. So just do everything by mail. So from Officer Packer transferred me to this young lady. So she was like, you're doing good on probation, so you don't have to see us anymore. Just every now and then, just write to us. So she gave me three pieces of paper to make copies. So she was like, take care and then have a beautiful life, Mrs. William, with your family, and God bless you. So I'm just gratefully thankful, you know, despite the fact they had gave me up to 5 years probation, 3 years, God is awesome. And I thank God. I didn't really understand it till God's visions and dream. You will have a prison ministry, not just for you. It's really your husband for him, but you're going to be the wife. You're going to be supporting him. So I'm gratefully thankful. Everything was for a reason. I didn't understand it then. Now it makes perfect sense because God is perfect. So thank you, Lord, and God is real. And God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend.
God bless you, Sister Jennifer. We're praying for you. Amen. You know, you really could be a help to someone on this line here. Would you mind if I discuss that with you just for a moment?
Yes, sir.
You revealed that you got into a fight.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about that, or tell us a little bit more about that, because my bottom line here is I'm trying to keep somebody from going and being put into jail or prison over stuff like this.
Yes. I got into a fight because I was with my son's father. I was in a love triangle. So it was basically, you know, the mother of his children, his ex-wife. So when we got into a fight, he stood there, and he was just being disrespectful. You know, I stopped loving you. You wasn't the one that I wanted to be with. Okay, fine. So I didn't really say anything. I walked away. So the lady spit at me, so the mother of his children, so, and she swung at me. So me now, then, remember, I had the worst temper ever, and I'm not going to lie. So I'm like, okay, and I was the type of person I don't.
You were really provoked. I mean, anybody would respond to something like that.
Yes, I was. Yes, sir. And, you know, any little thing anyone says to me, I'm ready to just, you know, defend myself. So I wasn't a fighter. So it was the first time I got into a fight. So we were fighting. So, and I'm a type of person, once I start fighting, if I don't see blood come out, I'm not going to let go. So I bit her. I didn't even realize because I was like, I had her face on the ground, and then so I bit her, the top of her skin came off on her forehead towards her right side, I'm sorry. So long story short, so the piece of the skin, I guess my son's father took it, threw it out, so ambulance came and everything. So when they called the cops, the officer couldn't find where I live. So my spirit said, open the door. So I can see an officer. So when I opened the door, he said, I'm looking for Jennifer Williams. So that's when I said, yeah, it's me. He said, well, you just got into a fight at this address? I said, yes. So he was like, okay, we're going to have to arrest you. So after the fight, I came back home. So he said, we're going to have to arrest you. And I'm like, okay. So I called my dad. So I was there for 24 hours. My bail was about close to $2,000. So from there, was back and forth in court. It took the whole case took about 2 years, about less than 2 years.
Let me just interrupt you here. I just want to get that part out that through that fight, she called the police and filed it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, who did that?
Well, she called the police because she was bleeding. I bit her. It's like you ever took a bite of an apple. So I bit her that size, a little like around that area.
But
so
my point here is, now, you know, I want you to think spiritually, too. I brought a message this morning about what would you do if you were the devil. And then I read the scripture. I hope you realize that the Lord sent you this message. You're one of the ones that he was sending the message to. Satan wishes to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Yeah, that he might go through you, that he might separate you from your children, separate you from your family, put you into prison. He wants to sift you as wheat. But Jesus prayed for you. Here you are now, and we're praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're being used of the Lord. People on this prayer line being used of the Lord to pray for you. That your faith fail you not now. Don't lose your faith. I want to thank God for you. I had you share that because the enemy uses that that anger many times to try to sift people. Excuse me. Try to sift people as wheat. And we're praying for you. God says, I have prayed for you. And thank you for sharing that because I believe you helped a lot of people. It's not a play situation when the enemy makes you so angry that you go to destroying this and that. And it's very, very important that we as saints, you know that, you know, we get angry, you get angry, Jesus got angry, but he sinned not.
Amen.
It's very important that you stay cognizant when you're angry because the enemy wants to sift you as wheat and he wants to go through you and destroy you. But keep your faith, regardless of what you go through. Don't let the enemy destroy your faith. God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much. We're going to keep on praying for you, Sister
Jennifer.
Yes,
and I'm a different person, Dr. Johnson. Now just let God fight every battle. Mother of two, beautiful things, businesswoman, as an educator. And the thing is, the enemy wanted to destroy my license because I'm certified by the Board of Education, but God turned it around. I remember when they said you could not have your daycare, the devil's a liar. And it was a one incident. They said I never got in trouble in my life. So they dropped the charges. They wanted to charge me as a felony. God showed in, showed out. Now that was like almost 5 years now. I have children, so that's where my focus on keep on serving the Lord and just take care of my children. God bless you all and have a beautiful weekend.
Amen. God bless you. Satan wishes to have all of us, and he may sift us this week. And you don't know what you do if you get into a certain situation. So let the Lord pray for you that your faith fail not. God bless you. All right, anybody else? Have a praise report.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I just thank you, praise God, for another brand new day. We have still closed in my right mind. I had a good night's sleep, and the blood is still running warm in my veins. And I'm still giving him golden praise because it all belongs to him. And I just
thank you. Thank you, Mother. God bless you, Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. Anybody else have a praise report? The line's open to you. All right. I'll ask you one more time. Anybody else have a praise report? The line is open to you. And let's move to our prayer request. Anybody have a prayer request? The line is open to you. Otherwise, we'll just close this morning. Anybody?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother God. I just ask
all right,
you, Lord, just keep me in prayer. Keep me in prayer. Pray for my family, my church family, because we need prayer. Pray for the world, because this is in a bad shape. Thank
right.
you. Have a nice weekend. Dr.
Thank
family.
You, Mother, and you do the same. All right. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Pastor Johnson, this is Sister Joyce from Georgia. Will you pray for me? I haven't been able to walk like I used to walk. I used to walk in this building that I stay at, and I lost my sister back in March, and it just kind of got to me, and I haven't been able to walk and go out and do things that I like to do. So y'all pray for me. I appreciate it. I have arthritis in my knees, so y'all pray for me.
That's it, arthritis.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to pray for that, that God would help you in that arthritis.
Okay,
I think maybe
this is Sister Gina, and as we know, today is September 19th, the day that Thomas Betts go up for his parole hearing, and I just want to lift him up this morning. We want to lift him up that God's will be done in this situation here, and we'll believe in God for release.
All right.
Yeah.
Son of will. All right. Thank you so much. All right, anyone else?
Good morning, everybody. This is Charlotte, A16. Mother Johnson, I want you to know I follow directions. I got in my letter. I did it priority. So I am also in agreement with Gina. I want to be praying for Thomas Best today and anyone else, family members that are in prison. Everybody have a wonderful day. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. I'll take one more prayer request.
Good morning. This is Jennifer again. From New York, just more of God, less of me, and continue using me as a servant for his mighty glory. God bless.
Okay. God bless you. Okay, well, we're ready to pray this morning.
And may I also, Dr. Ambassador Johnson, may I also, this is Friday, and may we also keep our leader, our chief ambassador, and his family on the prayer list today.
We're ready to pray this morning. God bless all of you on the prayer line. We have a few moments before our amen, and we've got about 6 minutes here. Amen. All right, let's Ambassador Pfeiffer, can you close us out and keep in mind we have about 6 minutes, please.
Lord Jesus, we come before you once again. Humble as we know how, we ask in your forgiveness, O God, in Jesus' name. As we forgive those, O God, that have trespasses against us, we forgive, O God. And we bless your holy name right now. We pray, O God, that you will look on the prayer line, first fruit prayer line, that you will look on the visionaries, O God, in Jesus' name. Heal and touch and Keep us in the center, O God, of your will in Jesus' name. Let our leader, O God, continue to be led by your spirit. In your mighty name we pray. Bless the family in Jesus' name. Look on, O God, hallelujah, first fruit worldwide in Jesus' name. All those connected overseas behind the walls in Jesus' name. Look on them, O God, and bless first fruit prayer line. Everywhere, O God, the blog line in Jesus' name. All the connections, O God, that is helping to get the word out there and spread the word. Let them know, O God, hallelujah. Let them be encouraged in Jesus' name. Touch as you know how. We ask right now, Lord God, that you would step over in Indiana and that you would heal and bless and touch, hallelujah, Mother Johnson's church, oh God, the church family in Jesus' name, the world family, oh God, the world church family. Strengthen the church, Lord God. Bring them together. Let them preach the same thing. Let them, oh God, hallelujah, let them worship you. In your mighty name we pray. And we cast out those that are preaching to idols, oh God, and preaching, oh God, to things. And you said, let not, I have no other God before you. And Lord, we thank you right now for those that are continuing in your word and in the faith in Jesus' name. Bless them right now. Bless, oh God, Sister Joyce down in Georgia. In a special way, oh God, we rebuke, hallelujah, arthritis in Jesus' name. And we rebuke it, oh God, from all those that might suffer with it. And all those that are carrying that situation, that condition around with them. In Jesus' name, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray right now that it drop off of them, that it be loose from them, oh God. And we pray for strength and health in their body in Jesus' name. We pray for wholeness and healing. In your name we pray. And we thank you. Glory to God for your healing virtue. We thank you for your healing power right now. We rebuke arthritis, bruxitis, oh God. We rebuke carpal tunnel. We rebuke aches and pains in Jesus' name. Headaches, hallelujah. Backaches in Jesus' name. We rebuke them. We rebuke them, oh God, in Jesus' name. Touch those right now that are in the hospital. Touch those, oh God, that are in nursing homes and situations, old folks' home and senior homes, oh God. Wherever they may be, touch them right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, you heard the request, oh God, made so many times by Mother Johnson. And even now today, oh God, once again, by Sister Gina, oh God, bless Thomas Betts right now. Look on him, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch that parole board in Jesus' name. Bless and heal and deliver, oh God, hallelujah. Let your will be done in that room today. Let the hearts, oh God, be humble in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we pray, oh God, that he be released in your mighty name. We pray, oh God, that there is favor, 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 favor. Hallelujah. Let your mercy and grace, Lord God, step in the room and let it follow him all the days of his life. And let him dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name. Touch right now, Sister Charlotte, oh God. Bless her in Jesus' name. Look on her, oh God. Even touch her voice, Lord God. We rebuke the horse. This, ha ha. In-in-an-an-ha. In Jesus' name, we rebuke it, we rebuke it. Build up her laryngitis, oh God. Touch the vocal cord right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, we pray right now, Lord God, that her life be saturated with your word in Jesus' name, that there will be true holiness and truth in Jesus' name. Bless her right now, oh God, we pray. And we pray, oh God, that you even bless everybody on the prayer line today. Touch and heal and deliver the Lord Jesus. Those in the courtroom, those in the hospital room, touch Stephen again, oh God. Allow that prayer, oh God, to go forth again this morning and let him come forth in Jesus' name. Walk in, hallelujah, 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 like a natural man in Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you right now for your love, your kindness, oh God. We ask that you even bless those that have a gift to send in to the leader and to Ambassador Johnson, oh God, to bless First Fruits prayer line today in a financial way in Jesus' name. Touch everyone on the prayer line. Touch, oh God, Ambassador Betty Johnson in a special way, Lord God. Build her up, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know the weekend is coming. The weekend is coming, oh God. And normally we everybody's in church and they're wearing themselves down because they're going to and fro. But, oh God, let it be every step be ordered by you. Let holiness go before us, oh God. Let your rod and stone They have confidence, oh God, in a sanctified way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We pray for strength, oh God. Power, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. We pray for humbleness and favor in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We will pray, oh, we pray, Lord God, that nothing will separate us from your love in this day. This day, oh God, we will continue to praise you. We will continue to give you the glory and exalt your name on high. And we thank you right now for your many, many blessings in Jesus' name. Bless Dr. Stearns, oh God, and her family. And touch and look on them right now in Jesus' name. Oh God, hallelujah. Everyone name by name on the prayer line, we ask that you are blessing their homes today. Bless their circumstances. Bless their finances. Bless their bodies. Touch them in their bodies, oh God. Give them to run on for you. Strengthen the body in the limbs in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are our friend, oh God, and we thank you for being our friend. We thank you for being a keeper. We thank you right now for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, that everyone, hallelujah, be able to give you glory this weekend and their services be made fresh. In your mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. And Father, may we add to this that you would let favor walk before Thomas Betts this morning. And God, that parole board, I pray that you let them know that you're the one who makes decisions that control the lives of people, and that you can snatch and take away. Bless, I pray in Jesus' name. Pray for Ambassador Stern, that you would bless her and help her and give her strength in her body, strength in her voice, and bless her husband. Thank you for all that you're doing, and let people have a wonderful weekend. Pray for myself that you will let me have a wonderful weekend. Lady Betty Johnson, have a wonderful weekend. Bless, bless, bless everywhere. Bless our staff. Bless every person affiliated. We just praise you and thank you for all that you're going to do. Now, unblock the prayer line tonight and let us. And remain on the line. Those who would help us, thank God 1,000 times as we give God 1,000 thank yous. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Dr. Johnson, if I may just stop in here and say, those of you that would like to send gifts to Dr. Johnson or be a blessing today, you may go to Walmart or any place that has MoneyGram. Walmart has its own money service. You want to send it to Vernard, V as in Victoria, E-R-N-A-R-D Johnson. And that's in Overland Park, Kansas. You can just put Kansas up there. Once you do this, please dial 913-406-4845 and give him the reference number. Again, that's 913-406-4845. This money is coming to Kansas, the state of Kansas. God bless you, and we are thanking you in advance for your willingness to give and support the man of God in the ministry. God bless you.
You, Jesus said, I pray. Faith ain't not. Bless you. Have a wonderful day. Go with God. He'll go with you.
You have a good day, too. A good weekend.
God bless you,
Pastor Johnson, and you and your wife and family and Mother Johnson. Everybody have a blessed day.
Yeah, Mother Johnson and Mother Betty. Everybody on the front line, have a good weekend.
You too.
Line is open to you if you want to send a shout out. All right, Father, I thank you for those who are on the front line and those who remain. Send a final blessing upon them, that you would bless them in the home, bless them in the field, bless their family, bless their traveling. Give them traveling grace, I pray. Bless their finances. Oh, God, bless their bank account. Help them to be in the black rather than the red. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Bless, 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 bless. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Have a blessed weekend, Saints.
You have a good weekend, too.